They talk about how much they love Joe's simple solutions. So, Joe, give us another one. What you got today?
Okay. Well, this one is how to store long-handled tools like push brooms, rakes, anything like that, so they're out of the way but readily accessible. So you're not tripping over them, not falling over. I did this with a push broom in my garage. I always have a push broom ready. But if I lean it against the wall, invariably it gets buried behind plywood or something else. So what you need are two plastic pipe supports. If you go to a home center, you can find these J-shaped plastic hooks, and they're meant for supporting plastic pipes. So they're usually nailed or screwed to an overhead joist, and then the pipes sit in the J part at the bottom, just to hold up the pipe to keep it from sagging. So you buy two of them, and you screw them up above to whatever you can screw them into, the wall or to an exposed joist, and you space them accordingly to hold. Like for my push broom, I think they're about a foot and a half apart or so. And that's all you need to do. And you just hook it up and pull them down. You know, there's no big trick to it. It's easy to get them on, easy to get it off. And you'll be surprised. If you put up just one pair of these hooks, you'll find uses and you'll end up going out and buying a couple more.
Oh, absolutely. We did that the same thing in our studio back in the back there. And it does, you know, because anytime you're really trying to cram as much stuff as possible in space.
and who isn't?
Yeah, just like a garage, the first step is to get as much off the floor as you possibly can. And like you say, when you lean those, like a push broom or anything, against the wall, it's also going to scar up the wall at some point, you know, discolor it a little bit. So turning it upside down like that makes a lot of sense. Another great simple solution from the genius he is, Joe Truini. And you can see over 500 of these by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. And Joe, I know you're working hard to put together the next batch, because I know you'll be coming down to Mobile,
next
our
month
headquarters, to do a little bit of taping there. And so look forward to that, and look forward to seeing some of the new ones. A great collaboration there between you, and I make a few suggestions on some of them, and then of course Scott Gardner, our creative director, all of them, who's quite the home enthusiast himself.
Oh, absolutely.
And working all together there. You guys always come up with a great batch.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love working with Scott. He's a great guy, and he has some great ideas. In fact, just last week, he sent me his list, and this is typically how it works. He'll send me a list of maybe 20 or 30 ideas. I'll go through it, and I'll say yes to some, no to others, and then I send him ideas that I've saved. And this time, I actually sent him 20 new ideas.
We
must have 40 to choose from.
Oh,
so we had enough for the entire year.